or else the master made his own Eved Kenani in Apotropis. He made him take over matters to watch over the house. Trashi, Apotropis means Mosa Nechosa Biyodoi. He gave over the watch of all his property to his Eved. Lahachmas Loistus Chaira, that the Eved now should do business with his property. He gave the, if the master gave it over to his Eved. Oy Sheniach Tfilin Bifnei Rabbi, or else if you see the way an Eved puts on tefillin in front of his master, Oy Shekara Shloisha Psukim Abesa Knesses, or else if you see the way the Eved reads or lanes in the Beis HaKnesses three Psukim, is Hareze Eloyotz Lecheres. This is not a proof he does not go out Lecheres. He's still an Eved. So Drashi Arezu Loyotz Lecheres. For lo yarmina, we do not say that ilav de shechroray, like if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the master freed him already, lo yehevi yosef minay. We don't say this svara that the master wouldn't borrow from him. Lo yehevi shavag lelinig minig ben chorin, and he wouldn't let him be an apotropis. No, we say yes. The chiddush is sometimes the master lets his eved do these things. A master would let his eved be an apotropis. He would borrow money from him. He would let him put on tefillin. He would let him lane the Torah. But I call upon him, you see that an Eved could lane the Torah here. The Eved lane three psukim, and it's no proof to say that he's a freed person. He could still be an Eved. So Rashi says, "B'shamina mino the yesh Eved shleim Torah." From here, we have a proof that an Eved sometimes could learn Torah, because here it says, even though the Eved went to shul and like got an aliyah, read three psukim, he learned Torah. Still, he's an Eved. That's not a proof to say that he went out for free. The Chura, why not? If you say it's also for an Eved to learn Torah, this should be a proof that he was freed. Samar says, no. Hosam the Ikri Eved Midaitoi. Here it's talking about the Eved went into Shulam by himself, got an Aliyah, by himself, read from the Sefer Torah, read Psukim. So the fact the Eved did it himself, that's no proof that he's freed. Ki Karmina, when do I say before, to Konoyig Veminig Bonin. Over there, it's talking about it was a cheder. A Rebbe doesn't take an Eved into cheder. If somebody was in cheder, all the children in cheder, it's a pshat is there, you only teach your own children. Like the kosher children, you teach them Torah. But an Eved doesn't get put into a cheder. So the other, since the Eidus was, I remember when I was a child, the way one of my friends went out from cheder, went out from school, to go to the mikvah, teach Ruma, that's a good Eidus that you know for sure, he's a kosher kohen. Because an Eved will not be in cheder. But it says what? Litva lecha b'truma, that you'll have to see Eidus that this Kayin went to eat truma, and he's still allowed to eat truma now. So the Chur of Shali was why? It's a Shali in the Diraisa. And the Diraisa, the Chur, we can't leave such an Eidus. The Diraisa, an Eidus is only kosher if when you saw it, you're also a Godel. You have to be kosher at Chil of Yad Soifai. So the Chur, why is a kosher over here? The Moran says, b'truma the Rabbanan and the Chanami. Shrashi going truma chutz loritz. Oy peris. Hamin nayo lahani lachiloi apiyim. By teres yehemnimu lahani lachilo apiyim. Or else eating fruits. We once said midiraisa. It's only dogon tirish v'yitzer. That's chayv and truma midiraisa. That means only grapes and only olives and only the five mini grains has the chi of truma midiraisa. Fruits is only midirabonin. So here in the case that you're saying to say this, we believe you that this person is a kohen enough that we will allow him to eat truma midirabonin. If you're the only aid saying that you remember when you were cotton, you saw the way he went out to be toivol, since you're saying aidus that when you were cotton, that's not kashra midiraisa. So you can't make him a kayim teach truma midiraisa, it's only truma midirabonin that he could eat. You're also saying aidus that this person took truma by the fields. So it's a proof to say that he's a kayim. For the Gemara, what's the proof? Vidilma Eved Kayinu, again, maybe he's only an Eved of a Kayin. The Eved of a Kayin is also allowed to eat Truma. So stand the fact that he went down to the fields, this person you're saying on, and you saw the way he took Truma in the fields, so what? Maybe he's only an Eved of a Kayin. So where it says, Tanan, we learn, command the Yomar, Ein Cholkin Truma Lievid. And Echnami, our Mishnah goes, according to the man the Yomar that holds, you're not allowed to give Truma to an Eved of a Kayin by himself in the fields. And Cholkin Truma Lievid, Elim came Rabbi Imoy, only if the master was with him. But to give an Eved by himself, even though he's an Eved of a Kayin, that he's allowed to eat Truma, but I call upon him by the fields, the farmer are not allowed to give him Truma. here that you say Eid is down by the field, he's saying Eid is down by the field and he received the Truma. So if you say he received the Truma by the field, that's a proof to say that he's a Kosher Kohen. He's not a Nevet. The Tanya we learned, Ein Cholkin Truma Liyevet, Elim Kem Rabbi Imai Dib Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Chura Awa Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer no, Yochulu Shoyomer. The person can say like this, and what are you afraid? That even though he's down by the field, you're allowed to give him Truma. He'll tell you like this, in Kayin Ani Tanuli Vishvilatsmi. If I'm a Kayin, like I'm saying, so I deserve to get Truma, give it to me. What are you afraid about? Maybe at most, the Eved Kayin Ani, maybe I'm only the Eved of a Kayin, so Tanuli Vishvil Rabbi, give it to me, Vishvil my Rabbi. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So the kids, Rabbi Yosi holds, you are allowed to give Truma to an Eved by the fields. So our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yosi and Echonami. There wouldn't be any proof according to Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah holds that you do not give an Eved Truma by the fields. So therefore, if you are saying, Edith, that you remember when you were a cotton, you were a small boy, the way such a person received Truma by the fields, you're allowed to say, Edith, now that you're a Godel, that you know for sure he's a good Kayin. Because if he was only an Eved would not be allowed to take Truma by the fields. We'll soon see why. We have this Gemara before already. Yetani will learn like this. Amar Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yosi, Miyomai Loyarati. I never really said Edis. But Pa Machas, one time Arati, I did say Edis. Fehelu Eved Lakuna Api. And because of my Edis, Kamat, they were about to make an Eved into a kosher kohen. Now, it's really the machlokes over here is if you give truma to a person, are we malin leyuchsin from the fact he gets truma in the fields? That if Yehuda holds, we're malin leyuchsin. If you see somebody taking truma down by the fields, that's a proof that he's a kosher kohen. Therefore, we don't let an eved take truma by the fields because we're afraid people will think that he's a kosher kohen. If Yosi holds, nor if Yosi holds, from the fact somebody takes truma in the fields, is no proof that he's a kosher kain. We're not malam yuchsin from truma. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid. You're allowed to give even an eved truma by the fields. So here the story happened was, Rabbi Yosi said he once said Edis, and because of his Edis, the people made a mistake and made an eved into a regular kain. Fred Gemara, Helus, Takadaitas, did it really happen like this? That they made a mistake and because of Rabbi Yosi's Edis, they took an eved and made him for regular kain? How could that be? But a famous maaser by Pinchas ben Yor, his chamor didn't do an avera, didn't need the truma there. It's tzadikim atzvon lekol shchein. Avad and avada by real tzadikim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let them do an avera. Here also, because of the edus of Rabbi Yosi, it wouldn't come out that the mamish make an evidence to a kain. Elo, the pshat is like this, the bikshu, lala sevu the kuna api. It was because of him that they almost wanted to make an eved into a kain. But avadah, before he actually did the avoid or ate the truma, they found out about it. Before they got married, they did find out there was only an eved. It didn't really come out lamaisa. Just they wanted to. Because what happened? Chozio ba'asul Rabbi Yosi. What happened was he saw somebody going down to the fields and getting truma in the place of Rabbi Yosi. Now in Rabbi Yosi's place, you're allowed to give an Eved Truma. Because in Rabbi Yosi's place, they were not Malin Leyuchsin from Truma. So you saw the way in Rabbi Yosi's town, they gave a person Truma in the fields. The Ozel, he went, the Asad, the Asad of Yehuda. He went to Yehuda's town and said, hey, did they, you know, I know the way such and such a person received Truma by the fields. Now in Rabbi Yehuda's town, they did not give an Eved Truma by the fields. So in Rabbi Yehuda's town, if you hear such an Edis, that you saw the way this person went down to the fields and received truma, it's an edus that is a kosher kain. So Rabbi Yosi made this mistake like, he saw it in Rabbi Yosi's town. In Rabbi Yosi's sviva, there they hold, you are allowed to give truma to an eved. So really this person was only an eved. He was only an eved kanani. And when he went back to Yehuda's town, he told the people that I saw the way he ate truma in the fields, so in his town of Rabbi Yehuda, he only gave a kosher kain truma by the fields. So that was the mistake they were about to make. The Mara says Avada, but really it didn't happen. They caught it in time. They did not let somebody get married to this Eved. Right. V'shamokim azeh beis haprasu. That also Eidish Lada said that this place is the beis hapras. This place is the mokim safik
of where the mace was buried. Rashi, based on Pras, Rashi says here is that ha'chore shes ha'kever, somebody plows over a coffin, a kever, ha'reza oisa based on Pras me'yama, 100 amis around where it was buried, becomes a suffix if there are still a part of the mace there or not. Shekach shiro shamachrisha malechas asatzomai sameis, that the plow takes the bones of the mace and throws it around for 100 amis around where it was buried. V'dilma nogoi heset ha'mahalich boi es etzem kisayra shematam b'magav amasa. Now, anybody walking around this field now within the 100 amas of this kever, we have to be afraid. Maybe you kicked, maybe you moved a bone. The locher is etzem kisayra. If you have a bone even the size of a barley from a mace, it's metame you. So therefore, that's called the beis hapras. So you're allowed to say in the big field that you know this is the makom where the beis hapras is. So there's only a suffolk tumor over here, and the rest of the field, like 100 amas away from that, is already tor. For the more my timer, why do we believe you? You're saying something you only know when you were cutting. Beis hapras the rabbanon, because it's only a shell in the rabbanon anyway. The yomer of Yudah Mashmuel, menafech odem beis hapras. When you walk through this beis hapras, this suffolk, if there are bones of a maester on the field, all you have to do is just blow. In other words, if you see anything in front of you, just like blow it away, then you can walk over the place. Because we're not really afraid, really, there's bones there, the mason. Trashi, menafich, odem, beis hapras. V'seimich ha'kach, you give the seimich on this. Shem yesh etzem, if there would have been a bone, ruah, you would have seen it. V'yafagav, the mayel, lechashin, the inetzem, kaserim, matama, b'yoyel. Hadik, eshedug, lesesh. There's no tumas oil here. So therefore, we're not really afraid that you, otherwise you would have really seen the mace. So therefore, if you just go and blow, or like the mokum, before you walk there, that's also kosher. If you have a beis hapras, this place that there was a kever buried there, and they were machrus, they plowed over it, shenidush, that a lot of people walked over it. Rashi says, disha rabba braglayim harbi, a lot of people walked over that field already, is also tor. My timer, that a bone would have got like pushed away already or underneath the ground. It would not be on top of the ground anymore. So the kid says, it's only really a suffix bechlau if you have any parts of the bones of the mason still there. So since it's only a suffix in the Rabbonin, therefore in the Rabbonin they believe this aid is to say, you know exactly where the base of pras is. Trashi tor, tetalin and lakula, v'yamrina kol ha'atzomois nichtetu l'pachos mikshir. All the bones were cracked up already into smaller than the size. Alma chashash at the Rabbonin b'yamhu. You see, this chashash, when you know there was a kever there, and they plowed over the kever to say there's still some part of the maze there, there's still some part of the bones there, to matami you, that's only a chashash mid Rabbonin. But since it's only a chashash mid Rabbonin, that's the svara chiddush of our Mishnah. In such a case, the Rabbonin believe this type of an edus, that you're telling us now that you're a gadol, you're allowed to say, I remember when I was a katan, I knew that makam, those 100 amas there, is the makam in the base of press. So we believe you since it's only mid Rabbonin. Also, you're allowed to say you remember when you were a kid, you used to walk this far. This is the Tchum Shabbos. Our mission knows that on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk outside the Tchum. 2,000 Amas, that's only in the Rabbonin. So therefore, in the Rabbonin, they believe this type of an edus. But the Mishnah says they should know v'yein neman loyma derechoy leploni v'mokum hazeh. Or else maimed or misperoy leploni v'mokum hazeh. Here you're not allowed to say, like in Shimon's field, you can't say this, you know that Reuben has a right to have a road through that field. My time, why? Because Afukim Amayna, you want to take away money from Shimon? Right now Shimon owns this whole field. The whole field. So who are you to come and say Reuben has a right to have a derech, a road through his field? Is Afukim Amayna Le Mafkinan? We don't take out money unless we have two edim. And after the rice of the kalach, you need two edim to be mighty mammon. So you need two good edim. Good edim means that you are kosher edim mitchilu v'yatzoifa. From the time you saw the raid until it actually happened, you were a gadol. Turn around, we'll let this, right? Again, my time again, the first line, the big lines. My timer, what's the reason why he's not nemon here again? You can't take out money. That afukim money to take away somebody else's money, for that you have to have good edus midiraisa. Therefore, here we don't believe the gadol what he saw when he was a cotton. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Nemona Tinik Leimer. A Tinik, a kid could say that Kach Omali Abba. This is what my father told me, that Mishpacha Zu Teira, Mishpacha Zu Temeya. That this Mishpacha is Teira, or else this Mishpacha is Temeya, he's Nemo to say this. So, the Mara says, Teira Temeya Sagadaitach. Like, what does Teira Temeya have to do with a Mishpacha? Rashi says, my tum of a tire yesh tum of a mishpacha is. What does that have to do with a mishpacha? Tum of a tire is upon a chayfetz, an oichel, is a tumay or not? But not upon a mishpacha, is a mishpacha tumay or taira. Elu would have meant to say like this, mishpacha zug shera, or mishpacha zug psula. You're allowed to say this mishpacha is a kosher mishpacha. You're allowed to marry the kids. And this mishpacha is a psula, that the kids may be a mamzerim, there's something wrong with the mishpacha. That I also ate, we'll see in the Gemara what this means later, by the chasna, where such and such a person got married. Bekitsa, lashon of cutting off, shelbas ploini leploini, where such a kala got married to such a man. You know, you're allowed to say this edus, when you're a kid, you're allowed to say over that my father told me these things. Or else v'shoyino malichim chalo matonus, Leploini Kayin Ayde Atzmai. That you're allowed to say also that I was the messenger, I used to bring chalo, or I used to give matanas to this Kayin. You're allowed to say, in other words, that this person is a Kayin. Avoloy Ayde Acher. You're not allowed to say that it was given through somebody else. If you're a Tinnik, you're only allowed to say, me, myself, I was the messenger, I used to give chalo, or give present to this person. On that you're allowed to say. But for Kul in all these cases, let's say first the person was a guy, and that's when he saw these things, and then he became a Jew, or else Eved, first he was never Kenani, then he became freed, he's not Nemo to say now that he's a Jew, now that he's a Ben Churin free, he's not allowed to say something that he knows the way he was before. The same thing. You're not allowed to say that even a tinnik can't say this. That I know that Reuben has a road through Shimon's property. We know Shimon owns this field. So you're not allowed to come now and say that Reuben, somebody else, has a derech, has the right to have a road to go through your property. Again, that was the first throw in the Gemara, because you're being Moitzi Mammon. And to be Moitzi Mammon, you have to have Eidus Midiraisa, and Midiraisa cut and can't say Eidus. So you're not allowed to say that in somebody's fields, somebody else has a right to have a road to go through. Or else, my midu misbeit hoyu leploini b'makam azeh, you're not allowed to say that somebody has the right to, in this, somebody owns the field here. So you can't say Eidus, that somebody else has the right to use that field, either to make my mother's fear, when you make the levaya to stop with the May 7 times, or else to make espedim there. Like, you don't have a right to say that somebody else owns the property here to use it for those purposes. Because since the way it is now, this property belongs to Shimon, so to be moitzi, to take it away from Shimon, you have to have 100% good edus that are gedolim and saw it when they were gadol, not a katan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukhu Omer, Nemonim, they are believed. That's what he says. On which case does he argue and say they're believed? On his last case, that a cotton's allowed to say that I know the way somebody has the right to have a field through a road through somebody else's field. Fred Gemara, like, why? You'd be Moitzi Mammon. To be Moitzi Mammon, right now the field belongs to Shimon. To say Eidus, that Reuven has a right to take away some part of that field, is mamish an Eidus to Yeraisa? So how could you believe a cotton for that type of an Eidus? Ela Resha. Ela Mayag is on the Resha. The what? Says, V'chulim amhoye wa'evdi kachovim. V'nizgayir, if they were goyim first, and then they became a Jew, or else Eved, v'nishtach reinamonim. Tanakam says, we don't believe them. Reb Yechnem Abruku Reimer, nemonim, no, we do believe them. On this first part of Eidus, these Eidus that are only for the Rabbanon, the cases, so the Rabbanon believed this person also. For the Gemara B'maikim, if you what's the Machlaikis? Tanakama Sova Akivu, the Abidachovimu, Lehevi Dayik. What a guy when he was a guy. Even though now he's Mizgari, became a Jew. He's not allowed to tell us now something that he remembers from the time that he was a guy. Because when he was a goy, there's a svar, he's not medayik, he doesn't check it out so well. Hitaka doesn't know if it was a base of pras, like all the eders before. Hitaka doesn't check out these things so well, we can't trust him. Even though now he's a Jew, but he's telling us what he saw before when he was a goy, we can't trust him. Rabbi Yechonim of Rukas Savano said, Kivan the daitelig yurei, is Mestamer, like since he became a Jew now, must probably, before that, he also had plans of becoming a Jew. So the svar is Meda Kavidaik, that he was sure he was Medaik even before he became a Jew. So if he tells us something he remembers that he saw, like just before he became a Jew, even though at that time he was still a guy, if Yechon Ruker holds that the person is Medaik, he checks out carefully. Like he starts now to be Noig like a Jew already. He knows he wants to become a Jew. So if he says they did, it's only because he checked it out very carefully. Now for the Gemara, my kitzitzah. What's that list of the edits we had before? Was you allowed to say, v'shochalnu b'kitzitzah shobas ploini l'ploini. You ate by the meal of a wedding by so-and-so. What does kitzitzah mean? The Tana Rabbonin. Ketzat kitzitzah. What does kitzitzah mean? It means echad menachin, one of our brothers. She'no se'isha she'no genes loy. He married a wife that he shouldn't have. She was a psula, maybe the brothers were kahanim here, and he married a grusha, or else Tami married somebody that he shouldn't have, that wasn't fit for him. So what do they do now? Boyim b'nei mishpacha. The whole family comes, u'mevi'in chavyas malaya peris. They bring barrels full of fruits. V'shoivrenoysen, they break the barrels. V'yem tzarechov in the middle of the street. V'yomim, they say like this, Achenu beis Yisrael, like everybody, all the brothers here. Shimul, listen. That Achenu Pliny, our brother, so and so, Reuven, our brother, no seisha sheino agenus loy. He married a lady that's not fit for him. And mistam now the kids are going to be psulim. Or misyireyim anu shema yisarvu zara bezarenu. We're afraid that maybe his children will marry our children. Chveis and his children will be halolim, will be psulim. So we don't want this to happen. Is bol kulachem dugma ladaris. We'll come and make a dugma. Rashi means we'll make an ois v'simen al zichron adoris avoyim. We'll make it now a sign that everybody should know from now on not into marriage, into this mishpacha, into these kids. Shlo yisarvu zara bezareinu. V'zui kitzitza. This is the kitzitza. In other words, they saw the way they took a barrel of fruits and broke it. As if to say, stay away from this mishpacha. This mishpacha, the wife is no good. She's not fit for the husband. The kids will be psulim, so therefore they have to sign to say that these kids are no good. So the Gemara says, now, a tinik kid is never to say such a thing. A kid is never to say that he saw these things. It's not a dindi rice over here, it's only a gila milsa like. So if a gila milsa, we believe a tinik also. Mishnah says like this, third parak.